What is it you've always known should be possible that you've never been able to find? Welcome to the Access Consciousness Radio Show, where we give you the tools to change anything you cannot change and create everything you desire in a different and easier way. Now, here are your hosts, founders of Access Consciousness, Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane Heer.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Access Consciousness Radio Show. I'm Andrew Gardaw, and we have a guest with us today, Mr. Brendan Watt.
Hello, Andrew.
How are you doing, Brendan?
Hello, Voice America listeners.
So today, you know, we have a very lovely topic. Lovely, just great, and I don't know what else to say about it. Anyways, are you hiding you from you? So, Brendan, are you hiding you from you?
Well, not anymore. But it's like that. Well, you know, we were looking at before the show. We were like, I thought you had a topic, and you didn't. So this is what came up. But one of the things I've realized lately, and I've seen in facilitating classes with a lot of people, is this place where we decide that we can show ourselves based on what people, based on what we've decided we are, not on who we actually are. So for me, what's come up in the last couple of months was I created myself as something so that I could show myself as what I decided was good or what I decided was right. And in doing that, I shut all of these parts and pieces off from not only from showing other people, but from me ever seeing them for myself. So the not hiding part is looking at, okay, if I was to look at me, good, bad, and ugly, and acknowledge everything about me, then how much more freedom could you have with the choices that you make? So in doing that, I started looking at, okay, so there was parts of me that I didn't necessarily think were good. You know, had a little bit of judgment.
Those are the bits you hide, right? The bad
bits. Those are the bits you hide, the bad bits. You don't hide the good bits. You want everyone to see the good
bits. You hide the bad bits, which is which you're not hiding rabbits. You're hiding babbits.
There you go. Andrew's off the mark with the first wonderful joke of the day.
There you go. My other one that I wanted to hold back, but now since I have already opened the door, you know, like not hiding, you know, that's where you tie things into knots and then hide them, right? That's where you...
Oh, boy. It's all happening today.
Oh, yeah.
You're on Voice America. You now have two jokes from the show that you'll probably never want to tell anybody about ever again. So,
hey, but I'm not hiding it, you know. You brought this on yourself.
Exactly. So the way that you get to this is you start looking at it and go, okay, so if there was nothing wrong with me, nothing at all, there's nothing wrong with me, what would I be willing to look, who would I be willing to be rather than who I've decided I have to be? And for most of us, what we do is we try and get our lives right. I don't know about you, Andrew, but for a long time, I've tried to get my life right, thinking that if I could just find the right choice and if I could just make the right choices, then everything would turn out right. Well, in doing that, I hid from myself all the other things that would actually give me the freedom to choose what was true for me.
Mm-hmm. And I think the funny thing is with me, at least, that you discover that these things you think are right, you don't even think they're necessarily, like, I would never consider it right, but they're the things I strive for and that I decide are quote unquote right, but I never have the word right in it. I'm like, it's not right. It's just the way it is.
Yeah, exactly. It's just the way it is. It's just right, you know? I mean, I had a thing recently where I had a class coming up and people weren't signing up for it. So I was looking at, okay, should I cancel this class? So it was the choice was, should I cancel this class or should I go and do it anyway? And I couldn't make the choice because I was trying to look for what was the right choice to make. So I was like, who can I call so that they can tell me to make this choice? Because then if they tell me to make this choice, then I can make that choice and then I'll be right. And if it doesn't go to plan, then they'll be wrong and I'll be right. But it's like, but I noticed when I went, you know what, I can't function this way anymore because it's not giving me any awareness of what's true. So I made the choice to cancel the class. And as soon as I made the choice, my whole world lightened up because I'd taken myself out of that place of I need to get this right. if you didn't have to get a choice right ever again, how much more awareness could you get from those choices? And also, how much more freedom would you have in your life to choose? So let's do a process.
Yes, let's.
So what have you made so vital, valuable, and real about only seeking that which is right that never allows you to choose what's true for you? Everything that is, times of God's name, we destroy and create it.
Yes, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and talk, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds.
Be my pock potter, I like it.
Mm-hmm, I'm ready.
So what have you made so vital, valuable, and real about only seeking that which is right that never allows you to choose what is true for you? Everything that is, times of God's name, we destroy and uncreate it.
It's right and wrong, good and bad, pun, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and meons.
See, one of the things we talk about in Access is you can either be right or you can be free. And when you're looking for this place of, well, how do I get it right? How much freedom does it give you? It doesn't. It only keeps you seeking that which you can judge, never allows you to seek that which is true for you. And for most of us, we don't know, we don't have a sense what's true for us because we've never really looked at it. You know, and what one of the things I've seen lately facilitating in classes is when this comes up, okay, if you were truly choosing what was true for you right now, what would you choose? And people just go blank. They're like, I don't know what you mean. How do I choose from that place when I have to make sure that this person's going to be happy with me, or I'm not going to upset them, or I need to make sure that it's going to turn out the way that I've decided it should, or it can't turn out the way I've decided it shouldn't? But it allows you no freedom to actually seek what's true.
Well, another thing is that's exactly what you're saying about the hiding thing, is because people are hiding it from themselves about what's actually true for them.
Mm-hmm. What
they would like to actually choose.
Well, that's exactly right. And see, the thing is, when you say, when you've decided there's something bad, evil, terrible, or wrong about yourself, and you come to this thing of, I must hide this from everybody, everybody includes you. So you shut that place off where you can see that that's a choice that you can make. It's like when people, you know, if someone thinks they're an asshole, okay, and they think it's the worst thing in the world, so they'll hide it from everybody, including themselves, but they'll never actually have the place where they can access that if it's a choice that they can make in a moment. See, so we shut all these parts and pieces off from ourself, and you can not only do you shut them off from yourself and you can't access that, but also you cannot see it in somebody else when they're willing to use it against you. So if you've decided, let's say, for example, that you lie to people. Okay, you lie to people, but that's bad and terrible and wrong. So you cannot have that. So you'll hide it from yourself rather than look at it and go, okay, so I lie to people. That's part of who I be as well. When you hide it from yourself, you cannot see when somebody is going to lie to you.
Then you don't see where you lie to you.
No, I know. But how many of us lie to ourselves on a daily basis all day long? So everything that is, times of God's doing, we destroy and uncreate it.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds.
So how many lies are you telling you? Now, how many lies are you telling yourself so you never have the freedom of choice? Everything that is, times of God's doing, we destroy and uncreate it.
Yeah, it's right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds.
How fun.
Whew, there's a lot of charge on that. Apparently, we have some people hiding.
And lying.
Lying and hiding. I like that. You know, they're just like waiting to spring out on you and lying.
Yeah.
The other interesting thing that I always find about this is when I come up against this in my own life is, like, we have this point of view that we're hiding from ourselves, or like this thing we desire that we're hiding from ourselves. And what I realized is even if I acknowledge it, it doesn't mean I actually have to choose it, but actually the acknowledgement of, okay, this is what I really desire to choose, or this is what I would like, but is this actually going to work the best? Is this actually going to create more?
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, and that's the key that you said there, is when you're not willing to see these different places, and when you hide all of these different parts and pieces of yourself, when making choices, you cannot see the future it's going to create. And see, that's the thing we do with choices. We go, well, before I choose this, it has to align and agree that the outcome of that choice has to align and agree with the judgments of what can be seen of me and what cannot be seen of me. So in making our choices, we have to filter them through what we've decided people can see or handle about us, not, okay, what's actually true for me here? And what I noticed with myself, with looking at this for the past couple of months and you know, getting honest with myself, and that's the thing that you've got to do to change this, if you desire to change it, is you got to go, you know what, I'm going to be honest with me. I'm going to be willing to see me for who I am, whatever that looks like. And when you start from that place of, okay, I'm going to be honest with me, then you start seeing whether your choices are going to create greater in the future or less. And see, most of us, what we do is we go, it'll just turn out fine. I'll just choose it and it'll just turn out fine. I'll put my head in the sand and it'll be fine.
Yep.
But in doing that, we've put our future on autopilot because we have no place of creating it as a sense of something greater. We only have this idea that fate or destiny will make everything turn out wonderful. Yeah, well, I hate to tell you, but that doesn't work.
No, it does not. It works about as well as you would hope it did. Not at all.
Not at all. Yeah. So what else?
How about we run one of those clearings a few more times and then we can take a break, because it's almost time for a break.
We could if I remember them. So what have you...
There was the seeking rightness.
What have you made so vital, valuable, and real about always seeking that which is right that never allows you to choose what's true for you? Everything that is, times a godzillion, we destroy and uncreate it.
Yes, right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. There was lying. You were doing lying.
Yeah, there's one other one popping, but I'm not getting it just yet. So let's do that again. So what have you made so vital, valuable, and real about always seeking that which is right that never allows you to choose what's true for you? Everything that is, times of God's own, we destroy and uncreate it.
That's right and wrong, good and bad, pot and talk, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
So whose lies, what lies, and how many lies have you bought about you that keep you from ever seeing, no, that keep you hiding the you that you have decided you cannot be? Everything that is, times of God's own, we destroy and uncreate it.
Yes, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
So right. Whose lies, what lies, and how many lies are you, what did I say? How many lies are you
using?
Have you bought from others? Oh my God, I'm brain dead today. That keeps you... Finish it, Andrew. Do you remember?
Hiding you from you. There we go.
That keeps you hiding you from you. Okay, good. Everything that... I don't have an oracle. I'm used to relying on my oracle. Everything that is, times of God's doing, we destroy and uncreate it.
Yes, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Sorry, I'm a little bit faster today usually, but I'm a little slow today. So we don't have me to rely on remembering him either. But anyway,
you're not being a good oracle for me.
No, sorry. I'm just trying so hard, but I can't get it right.
Well, it's always good to try, isn't it?
It is. So with that, we're going to actually take a break. We're not going to try to take a break. So we'll be back in a few minutes on the Access Consciousness Show.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Here's what I love about the Pearls of Possibility. They come to my email inbox just pow, there they are. I'm laying in my bed, I'm taking a nap, pow, pearls of possibility. Two, they're all the latest and greatest clearings that Gary and Dane are creating on the Voice America calls, just delivered to me. So my lazy ass doesn't actually have to listen to the freaking call every week. I can just get the clearings. Hello? And three, it's $10 a month. You don't have to pay $50,000 to fly to Africa and, you know, be first class and be fancy all day and go to a class. No, you could lay naked in your kitchen if you want and listen to these things. They just show up. It's $10 a month. Why are you not doing that? So, if you want to be a lazy ass like me, sign up for the Pearls of Possibilities at www.pearlsofpossibilities.com. That's www.pearlsofpossibilities.com. How does it get better than that?
Have you ever stayed at a place that alters your reality and you become more as a result of it? Have you ever been to a land so joyful that your whole body lit up? We have a very special invitation for you. The chance to pre-purchase a night or three at two of the most unique places on the planet, Castello di Casalborgone in Italy and Proa, the resort in Costa Rica. A purchase that will create a different future for you and a different future for the planet. To learn more, just go to projectpossibilities.com and reserve a future night for you at the lowest rate to ever be offered.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You're tuned in to the Access Consciousness Show. To join in on today's discussion, please call in to 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to va@accessconsciousness.com. Now back to the show.
And welcome back, everyone. Welcome forward. It's Andrew, and we're here with Brendan Watt. And we're talking about hiding. We're hiding out. We're hiding and lying.
So, yes, we are. We're talking about hiding and lying to yourself and buying the lies of others in order to create yourself. See, for me, what I did, growing up was I knew I was different. I always knew I was different, but that different was never, that difference from a young age wasn't received. So I figured it must be a wrongness, you know, and this is what we do. We go, well, that wasn't received. So that must be wrong. So therefore I'll stuff that right back as far as I can, so nobody can see that part of me. And then I can start creating myself normal so that people can actually see me. So how many of you are creating yourself normal so that you can be seen by others? Everything that is, times Godzilla, we destroy and uncreate it.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all day, shorts, boys, and yawns. I like that. That's funny, you know. Oh, what I know is true about me must be a lie because no one else gets it.
Exactly. But that's the thing is we have this idea that if somebody else gets it, then it must be true, which in that keeps us seeking validation from others before we'll choose what's true for us. And for me, I mean, what I looked at in growing up and stuff was if somebody could validate me for what I've decided I am, then that must mean I am it, you know. But in that, I don't know about you, but the people I grew up with were a little bit not on the bright side of the crayon box. So in that, they would validate me for things that were less than, then I could go, okay, well, that's what I am. If somebody says that you are this, okay, good, that's what I am. And I started putting myself together, building myself, so to speak, based on everybody else's points of view on what I should be. So how many projections, expectations, separations, judgments, and rejections of others have you used to create the lies of you? Everything that is, times of Godzilla, me destroy and uncreate it.
That's right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and yachts.
Well, so how many projections, expectations, separations, judgments, and rejections are you using to create the lies of you? See, what if who you've decided you are is just who you've decided you are? What we do is we So everything that is, we just join on credit.
Yes. Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine shirts, boys and beyonds.
And see, what we do is we define ourselves based on other people's projections of us. So if somebody projects at you that, oh, you're such a sweet, kind person. So you go, okay, I'm a sweet, kind person. And you're this. Okay, I'm this. But in that, you have bought their idea of what a sweet, kind person is. See, and this is what we do with projections. We go, well, they're projecting this at me. Therefore, I am it. But what is it? You know, what is sweet? Does that mean you're a doormat? What is kind? Does that mean you'll give yourself up for everybody else?
Yeah. And the thing is, this one is actually, because I used to always get sweet and kind by like my grandmother or my mother and everything. But sweet and kind to them was I did whatever they wanted.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's their definition of sweet and kind. Means you're a doormat. You give up you so that I'm happy.
Exactly.
Welcome to relationship in this reality.
I was taught so well.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's the thing. So how many of you learned how to be based on the teachings of the, I want to say idiots around you. So that's what I'm going to say. Everything that is times the gods of whom you destroy and uncreate it.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and talk, all nine shorts, boys and yells. Yeah. You're taught by a village of idiots.
Yeah. It takes a village to raise an idiot, you know?
Yes. I just like it. It takes a village of idiots to make you stupid enough to give up your point of view.
And that's the thing, is give up your point of view. See, what most of us do is we'll give up our point of view in a heartbeat for that which is right, which doesn't allow us to actually see what's true ever. I mean,
I think that was, I mean, there, you know, how much of it is that people also consider that which is right is their point of view versus like having your point of view is just your point of view. It doesn't make it right or it doesn't make it wrong. It's just your point of view.
Yeah. Well, and if it's just your point of view, then your point of view can change in any moment. You know, but most of us go, well, this is my point of view, and we fix that point of view. And once you come to a fixed point of view, that creates the reality that you will live by. So every fixed point of view you have creates the reality which you will live by. Nothing outside of the fixed points of view that you are creating your reality on can come into existence. And see, this is where most of us shut our awareness off in order to keep the rightness of our points of view. Like, if you look at a time in your life where you've had to get it right, how much receiving do you have from anything outside of the rightness of your point of view?
Yep.
So how many fixed points of view are you holding on to with dear life to prove the rightness of you? Everything that is, times of God's enemy, we destroy and uncreate it.
Right and wrong, good and bad, bottom hawk, all nine shorts, boys and meals.
And how many fixed points of view are you using to create the limitations of you you're choosing? Everything that is, times of God's enemy, we destroy and uncreate it.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and meals.
What else? Talk to me.
I don't know. I was just, you said a meme and I was trying to type it down and get it to someone on your social media so they could have it.
So you are being a good oracle. I like it.
I think, you know, it's like we always talk about, you know, point of view creates your reality, but it's like you said, every fixed point of view creates the reality you have to live by. Yep. And it's like, there used to be this ride that me and my brother used to love at the local theme park that we'd go. And it was like an old fashioned car thing, but it was old fashioned cars. So anyone could get on it. You know, they're like Model A's or something. They look like that, but they're cars on a track. You know, they're going at a speed that's already predetermined. They're going around the track, but they're never coming off the track. You know, they're just going to go around. So, it,
yeah.
You know, it makes it look like you're going like you're not steering your own course. You're being driven around a track.
Exactly. And that welcome to life in this reality.
Exactly. But it's just funny because I'm thinking about that. Like, oh, I used to think that was the coolest. But then I was like, but wait, I want to go off-road.
I want to create my own path in life.
Yeah.
Yep. And the way you create your own path in life is by going, okay, so if I was so let me give a couple of tools with this part, because I know people's heads just go to, what are you talking about? What's true for me? How am I ever going to see that? So everything you've decided you are based on the projections and expectations of others, will you destroy and uncreate it?
Oh, yes. Right, wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine shirts, boys and beyonds.
And how many definitions of you do you have that you create your life by based on what you've been defined as by others? Everything that is, times of Godzilla, we destroy and uncreate it.
Yes, right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine shirts, boys and beyonds.
The other thing with starting to get what's true for you is it's start asking, okay, what can I be today that I've never been willing to be before? And just asking that question opens up this different sense of, well, what do you mean I can be? Yeah, well, we've never really been shown that we can, that being is the difference that we are. If you were willing to be the difference that you are, then what else would be possible for your life and living? The other thing with that is, okay, if I was choosing what was true for me in this choice, what would I choose? With each choice you make, okay, if I was choosing what was true for me here, what would I choose? Just so you start building the muscle of looking from a different place of, okay, what am I aware of here? What's this choice going to create? Not what's this choice going to create as more of rightness of me, but what's it actually going to create? Is it going to create greater or less?
Mm-hmm. And I think it's just funny because I was noticing today, like I'm in Houston and I was out at Gary and Dane's ranch, you know, for the last day and a half. So I've been riding horses and it's very spacey out there and everything. And I was just, we were driving around and we went out to the state park. So it was just more rolling hills and just lots of land. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I really enjoy having a sense of space and like the space that this is and the openness that this is. But it was like kind of the first time in my life I was like, oh yeah, no duh. This is what I like. you know, with my family and growing up, and that sense of space isn't something that they prefer. So I was like, I would never have said, prior to this moment, oh yeah, that's like me. But then I was like, oh no duh, why I like it, because that's what I actually am too.
Yeah, well that's it. And it's having those things in life that give you that sense of space and choosing toward that space. See, what most of us do is we go, I mean, even with choosing, we go, well, I know this is going to not work, but I'm choosing it anyway. But you have a sense, if you're willing to get over this place of being right or not wrong, of perceiving what your choice is going to create. So if I'm going to choose this, is that space that is me available within that choice?
Yeah.
Does this choice create more of that space or less? And if it's less, okay, is this really what I want to choose? Or is there another choice here that I haven't even considered?
Yeah. And I think that's so, because the other thing I noticed that I used to do, and I still do, I ask more questions now, like the questions you just said, is that you would start, I would just happen to stumble into more of a sense of space of me for somehow, some way, and then all of a sudden I would go do something stupid. I would make another choice to make sure I gave that up.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what a lot of us do. And that's what I see a lot of people do, is they get this sense of space, but see with that space of you, it doesn't match anything in this reality. And when it doesn't match anything in this reality, you go, okay, what's going on here? So you'll make a different choice in order to find the solidity of yourself so that you can put yourself back to where you've decided you fit. Yeah. So how many choices are you making to solidify yourself in order to fit into this reality? everything that is, times of Godzilla, and we destroy and uncreate it.
That's right and wrong, good and bad, pot and talk, all nine shorts, boys and meons.
And, I mean, what do I mean by this reality? Well, if we look at the way that this reality functions, it functions from a set of rules or laws or whatever you want to call it, but it functions from, okay, if you do this, this happens. So there's always a cause and effect in this reality. Another big one is judgment. You must judge in order to see what's real. You know, this is what people do with their bodies, what they do with their lives, what they do with their finances, what they do with everything. Because if you can judge it enough, then you can solidify it enough into being a real problem. You know, death and life. In order to have a life, you must have this, 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 and this. So we have all of these rules of this reality that possibilities and magic and whatever else that's, you know, is there, but you can't see or touch per se, but you also know it exists. I mean, for me growing up, I knew that magic was available. As a kid, it's like magic. Of course, it's magic everywhere, you know, but then as you start living by these rules, the magic goes away because the magic can't exist within the rules of this reality. So there's that. But what if you could create your own reality with your own rules? So if you could create a reality based on your rules, what would your rules be?
Yeah, there you go. And, you know, with that, I think we could leave them with that. And we'll take another short break
to
ponder that. You know, if you live with a reality without rules, or what would the rules of your reality be versus this reality? But anyways, we'll be back in a few minutes on the Access Consciousness Show.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Relationship. Are you sure you want one? Is the brand new book by Simone Millicis and Brendan Watt.
So the difference between this book and probably any other relationship book on the shelf is that it does give you some really different, pragmatic, very confronting tools to create your life in a great relationship or to know that it's okay to be single. It's not wrong.
This is not your average relationship book. It's not about love or romance. Instead, it offers powerful questions and pragmatic tools you can use every day to create what you truly desire.
A lot of us have way too many expectations of our partners in relationship. What I've learned over the years is when you expect from somebody, they either have to reject you or judge you or separate from you. So getting out of that place is giving you freedom in relationship.
Relationship. Are you sure you want one? On sale now from Relationship. Are you sure you want one.com.
When you're pondering the big questions like, is there more than this? How can I have a happy relationship? What would it take to like my body? And how do I make more money? Where do you go for information and tools? Check out the online store at accessconsciousness.com. AccessConsciousness.com has books, DVDs, instant video and audio downloads, online classes, and so much more. Subjects include abuse, changing your body, recovery, raising children, business techniques, tools to generate more money, how to have better sex and healthier relationships, just to name a few. At accessconsciousness.com, you can also find facilitators who teach local classes on a variety of subjects. Accessconsciousness.com, your one-stop shop for tools to assist you in changing your life. All of life comes to us with ease, joy, and glory. Go to accessconsciousness.com to learn more.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
You're tuned in to the Access Consciousness Show. To join in on today's discussion, please call in to 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to va@accessconsciousness.com. Now back to the show.
And we're forward. We're ready. We got one more. We got 15 more minutes with you. So what would you all like to know? What else can we get out? What else would you like to get out of Brendan? We'll get rid of all his secrets. You know, we'll make him spill all his secrets.
I don't have any. I've found out recently that having secrets does not work very well. You know, but we... So how many secrets... Let's do something. So how many secrets are you keeping from you in order to create the image of normal?
Ooh.
Everything that is times a godzillion, we destroy and uncreate it.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pun, pong, all nine church boys and the ants. You know, it's great because I'm like, I'm not hiding, Brendan. I'm just keeping secrets. There's total difference in that.
Exactly. Well, the only thing is, with every secret you keep, you have a lie upon 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 a lie in order to keep that secret in place.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot of lies. So what?
Energy.
What's that?
It takes a lot of energy to keep all that.
It does take a lot of energy. Right. And it takes a lot of separation from you and from others in order to maintain the lies. See, what we do when we keep secrets is, once you have a secret, today's secret is tomorrow's lie. And then you will lie to you and anybody else in order to keep that secret. But in doing that, you have to separate from them in order for them not to see the lie that you're telling. So how much separation from you and others are you using in order to maintain the lies of you keep choosing? That is times of God's willing, we destroy and uncreate it.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
What else was there?
I don't know. That one kind of spun me out. I think it spun everyone else out too.
So what have you made so vital, valuable and real about keeping the secrets of you and telling the lies of you to you that keeps you creating the image of normal? Everything that is, times of Godzilla, we destroy and uncreate it.
Yes, right and wrong, good and bad, pun and hawk, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Well, and I think it's really funny because we have this, it's amazing because I don't know without these tools where you would get this information or this awareness that you're hiding or that you're doing secrets even, because it's just kind of what people do here.
Yeah. Well, and it's also, I want to say something about that too, because it's like for me growing up, lying was I want to get to one thing. It's not about lying is a bad thing. This is not, oh my God, I told a lie, therefore I must judge myself for all eternity for telling a lie. It's not that the lies are bad things. It's looking at what they create. And the thing with lying to yourself is you don't allow yourself to have any freedom with what it is that you could choose. So if you didn't have any lies to tell you, then what else would be possible? But for me growing up, it was like, I remember this one time that I can't remember what I did, but my stepfather at the time, he said, did you do this? And I said, no. And I did it. You know, I was lying. And he said, okay, I want you to swear on your mother's life that you didn't do it. And I went, okay, I swear on her life that I didn't do it. But I was like, but I learned from a young age, in order to stay out of trouble or in order to not upset people, that lying was the easiest thing. So how many of you have learned that lying is the easiest thing, yet keeps you lying to you? So everything that is, times of God's name, we destroy and uncreate it.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
So it's not about lying's a bad thing. It's about looking at it and going, okay, if I didn't have to lie here, what if I could keep... See, the thing with secrets and lies, it's not like now you go, okay, well, I'm not keeping secrets and I'm not telling lies, so now I'm going to expose everything about me. It's not about that. That's why we have the tool, just for me, just for fun, never tell anyone. You're still going to be willing to look at, okay, what can people receive? But instead of going, okay, these people can't receive this, so I must lie about it, there's another thing. Make it infinite, which is making it bigger than the universe so that people can't even see it. And I taught my son this years ago. Me and Simone, we walked into his room one day, and he was like, and he was on his computer, and he just slammed the computer shut really quick and looked so guilty. And we're like, what are you doing, Nash? And he goes, nothing, nothing. And I was like, okay, let's have a little bit of a schooling here. So Simone and I acted out this thing where she said, okay, now I'm going to do this thing with your dad. And I was on my computer, and she walked over and she said, what are you doing, Brendan? And I went, and I slammed my computer down and went, nothing, nothing, not doing anything, you know, with that same energy that he had. And I said, do you notice that, Nash? What am I doing? And he's like, you're lying. And I went, yeah. And then we did it again, and she walked over, and I was on my computer, and she said, hey, Brendan, how are you doing? And I went, oh, I'm awesome. Thank you. How are you? You know, but with this completely different energy of keeping whatever it is that I'm doing infinite. So this is where this is the difference. Okay, you want to be able to make things infinite, not create them as a secret or a lie. And now he knows how to lie, which is just horrible.
You know? Uh-huh.
And he's a teenager, which is double whammy.
You're just asking for trouble there.
Uh-huh.
And I think the thing that you know, when we talk about the hiding or the lies or the secrets, I think all of it kind of goes together, is you end up cutting off, like, it's not with how it affects others, it's actually how it affects you that we don't really even, that isn't talked about or realized, or how much you have to cut parts and pieces of yourself off to maintain it.
Yeah, well, that's it. And we cut these parts and pieces off of ourselves, thinking that if we cut them off, they're not there. Yet they're still there. You're just not acknowledging it. And for me, when I realized some different things about me lately, you know, where I'd gone, there was places where I'd gone against other people in order to get what I wanted or decided that I wanted. And there was places where I was keeping secrets. And it's like, I could have run from that and went, okay, I'm the most horrible person in the world. I can't believe I'd do that. But I was choosing it. So instead of running from it, I looked at it and went, okay, I'm going to run toward it and look at, okay, this is what I'm choosing. Is this really who I desire to be? So what else? Gardella?
I don't know. We have like six more minutes, seven more minutes, something like that.
Six. All right, so let's do those. Let's see if I can
remember. Well, the other thing is, I mean, do you have any classes coming up or anything you'd like to invite people to?
I always have classes coming up. I mean, geez, I'm a busy man.
Let's see.
Yeah, I'm coming to the United States of America shortly in May. I'll be doing a Relationship Done Different intro class on the 15th of May in Los Angeles. That has no prerequisites. It's going to be interesting. It's Relationships Done Different, so it's going to be different. And then I have some Choice of Possibilities classes coming up, one in Boston and one in Chicago, which you can find on the Access website. So, yeah, I'll be around.
And, yeah, there you go. And it's, yeah, I think it's just accessconsciousness.com/BrendanWatt. If you guys want more.
You know more than I do about that stuff.
I don't know. I probably should have prepared, but I didn't. Oh, well.
Processes. So what it's so valuable and real about always keeping secrets and telling the lies of you that keeps you creating the image of normal. Everything that is, times a godzillion, we destroy and create it.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds.
What's that other one that I was... So what have you made so vital, valuable, and real about always choosing that which is all right or all wrong, which never allows you to perceive, know, be, or receive the choices that would set you free? Everything that is, times a godzillion, we destroy and uncreate it.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds.
So what have you made so vital, valuable, and real about always choosing that, about always choosing all right or all wrong that keeps you from ever, that keeps you from perceiving, knowing, being, or receiving that, the choice that would set you free? Everything that is, times of Godzilla, me destroy and uncreate it.
That's right, wrong, good and bad, bad and pock, all nine shirts, boys and beyonds.
So what have you made so vital, valuable, and real about choosing all right or all wrong that, what did I say, that doesn't allow you to perceive, know, be, and receive the choice
that would set you free?
Everything that is, times a godzillion, we destroy and uncreate it.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pun, pock, all nine shirts, boys and beyonds. Man.
Man. Have you you guys do, what process, kind of processes am I allowed to run on this?
I think everything you've done so far is pretty good.
Okay, good. I don't know if I'm being, you know, if I'm allowed to.
If you've gone too far.
I don't know what the rules are, you know.
That we don't have any rules.
You don't? Okay, cool.
We've gotten rid of
them. All right, so we've got some tools in there. We've got some processes.
And what else? The nice thing is, you know, everyone will get, if you do Pearls of Possibility, you guys can get this, all these clearings that Brendan gave you to written out and on a loop, which will probably make a really good one.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Given
so many tools.
Yeah, so let's try. So what energy, space, and consciousness can I be to perceive, know, be, and receive all of me with total ease? Everything doesn't allow that. Times of God's only destroy and uncreate it.
Yes, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
Oh my God. And yeah, so what energy, space, and consciousness can I be to perceive, know, be, and receive all of me with total ease? Everything doesn't allow that. Times of God's only destroy and uncreate it.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shirts, boys and beyonds. Ooh, that's good. Well, there we go. Well, now the show is winding down. So anything else you'd like to leave people with?
No, it's just what we've talked about. Start looking at, okay. And you've got to be present with yourself. And like I said before about being brutally honest with you, not about being honest with everybody else. It's about getting to that place where you can be brutally honest with yourself. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Because if there was no judgment, like if you've decided you're an asshole, so you have to hide that from yourself, what if there was nothing wrong with being an asshole? What if there was nothing wrong with everything that you've decided was wrong about you? Then what gift could you see was available within that? And what choices would you have available if you were willing to get yourself out of the place where you've decided these things about you are wrong? So start looking at, okay, if I was choosing what was true for me here, what would I choose? And build the muscle.
Yeah, there we go. Build the muscle. So with that, that's our show. Thank you so much, Brendan, for coming on and decking people with clearings.
Thank you, listeners. And Be the difference that you know you already are.
There we go. So we'll be back next week. Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
We appreciate you joining us this week for the Access Consciousness Show on Voice America. To find out more about Access Consciousness, please visit our website, accessconsciousness.com. Be sure to come back next Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, for another edition of our show with Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane here. Until next time, have way more fun than you're supposed to.